traipsing through a field. Fresh snow. Pretty untouched actually from when it first fell a few days ago. Whoop, stumbling. Don't know what's under this snow covering. And my head torch light is set to its lowest setting because just a little bit of light on the snow really lights up the area really well. It's also really disconcerting because it's lighting up all the snowflakes in front of my face, and it's really weird because if I turn the light off, I don't blink and squint. If I turn it on, I keep thinking I'm going to get blinded by this tiny little snowflake. Really weird. But I need it on because you never know. I'm walking the dog. Other people walk the dog. There could be mines, hot, steamy mines lying around. Very strange. I probably won't talk for long because my hand will no doubt freeze to the phone. And I haven't brought a spoffle, so I don't know what the sound quality's like. The reason for recording was just kind of a moment of realisation I was having, thinking, hang on a second, at the moment I'm walking through a relatively untrodden snowy field. A field I photographed earlier on, and a photograph I'll probably tag to this audio boo and mislead you into thinking it's daylight. It's not. It's very, very dark. And the rumble you hear in the background, if you can, is the motorway, not the sea. This realisation I had is just how kind of weird this next week may be. Right now, in a field of snow. Potentially this time next week, somewhere in Pakistan, a country I've never been to. I've been to India, but never ventured further north into Pakistan. And at the moment, it's facing a lot of troubles, a lot of political upheaval, a lot of internal problems, as well as kind of being looked at by the international community. It's exciting, yet I don't know what to be excited about, other than the anticipation, I guess. Definitely interesting. I need to do a bit of research. I haven't had a chance. All I've been concerned with at the moment is having been asked to go and shoot a kind of, I guess, lo-fi documentary, grab clips, interviews, and bits and bobs around some of the cultural relations work that's going on out there. All I've been concerning myself with is how will I shoot it? What equipment will I need? How can I do it effectively? How can I move quickly and do it faster, better, more cost-effective than a whole team going out? So, although, you know, part of me smarts at the thought of flying out to Pakistan and then on to Hong Kong and then back to the UK because of the kind of air miles I'll be clocking up. If I don't go, a team will go, be that videographer, producer, sound person and fixer. So it's good work. It's around cultural relations, and we don't spend enough on cultural relations. We don't pay enough attention to cultural relations. That's why we're stuck attempting to defend ourselves against an invisible enemy in this ridiculous war on terror. And I call it ridiculous not because, you know, I think we shouldn't be concerning ourselves with security and some of the extremist beliefs which are cropping up around the world. My main concern, though, and I will be honest, is how did all of this happen? When did we stop being able to talk? And why is it all always seem to be on the defensive? And it only takes a little failed scare to occur before we're spending millions upon millions re-equipping all of our airports and borders with the latest and greatest technology, which to a certain extent are imprisoning us, are being evasive on us. I've been through one of the full body scanners, millimeter wave scanners, originally developed by Kinetic. I remember learning about them intently before they started being put into practice, and it is a very kind of in-your-face feeling, very oppressive. And although certainly necessary in some instances, I don't know, I just think we should be thinking more about the whys and the hows, and the how about we do something about it that doesn't involve us building walls, electrifying fences, restricting movement. And it is restricting movement. This talk about starting to incorporate brain scanning memory reading devices on the US airports is, I don't think, as far-fetched and science fiction as you may believe. These are footsteps in a totalitarian tiptoe, and every step brings us closer to a place I don't necessarily want to be a part of. What can I do about it? Very little. But if it involves getting involved in some work around cultural relations and raising awareness of the kind of needs we need in that department, then I will. So hopefully at the end of next week will be the beginning of another exciting week. Who knows? I'll be blogging and vlogging and recording as much as I can as I go along. Where's the dog gone?
Come here.
Or to be a dog and not be concerned with any of this. There she goes, nearly tripping me over. Anyway, enjoy your Friday evening, whatever you're doing. I'm going to get back in the warm, have a glass of wine, try and defrost my hand from this very, very cold phone.